You're listening to The God Show on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Fascinating program, I think, any time that we learn something about any other facet of the world, and particularly something that we coexist with, another faith, neighbors who call themselves Jehovah's Witnesses. And on The God Show, we examine that that unique form of worship that is unique if you don't happen to be a Jehovah's Witness. Because I'm sure, J.R. Brown, as the national spokesperson for the faith, you probably run into more misinformation than information about your faith.
Well, that's correct, Pat. That's why we appreciate this opportunity to clarify something.
Well, you have a number of witnesses right here in the Valley. You were just telling me that Phoenix is well represented within the Jehovah's Witness movement.
Oh, very well. We have 70 congregations right there in Phoenix. And our congregation size, we keep between 1 and 200. The reason for that, to allow room for visitors, as well as to make sure no one gets overlooked, they get individual attention.
So if I went to service, if I went to the service at any one of the 70 congregations, what would I experience?
All right, first of all, you'd see a sign, so that's the meeting time. All of them are open to the public. You walk in and you take a seat. Everything is free. No collections are taken.
Hold on. Let's cover that again. Wait. Are you telling me there's a religion that not only limits the size of its individual congregations, but also doesn't take up collections? What do you handle? Handle your expenses with tithing?
Not at all. We've never taken a collection from our modern-day beginning. And the reason for this is because we feel if God's backing the work, he will see that we have the resources. When you walk into our meeting place, a kingdom hall, most would commonly refer to it as a church. We don't have any scriptural objection to that term. But you will notice one or two contribution boxes toward the back. There's a slot on it. If you pass and you want to put in a voluntary donation, that's between you and God. No one monitors it. There's no record of whether you give or do not give. And that's how we support the worldwide work.
You don't have a big guy with a legal pad standing right next to it?
No, we haven't found that necessary to do. Because, you know, look at this, Pat. We're not paying anybody. The teachers or elders, overseers, are volunteers. Those you see going door to door, they're volunteers.
You have no paid clergy at all?
We have no paid employees, clergy, or anyone.
Well, you're a paid employee, though, aren't you?
Not really. Why? I'm a volunteer. I'm a volunteer to give my services and working in this office here in New York. We've got 6,000 other volunteers here in our three complexes. And if we work right here at the headquarters, then we receive here a modest room and a stipend to care for incidental expenses, and we are volunteers like everybody else.
Well, I've talked to a lot of directors of a lot of public information offices, and you are the first one that didn't get a salary. So this is an education to me, again, even past all the information about your church. Very impressive. The neutrality issue, I want to get back to that, because you were talking about the fact that you do not participate in politics, that it's against the fundamental teachings of your church, ergo the Bible. What about other government service, like the military?
Well, our neutrality extends to all areas of political expression. It's not just something here in this country. It's around the world. For example, when there was trouble during the Second World War, or First World War, we remained neutral, so there never was any fear that someone on the battlefield would be one of Jehovah's Witnesses to take a life of another.
But you must have experienced hostility over the years as a result of that position.
Well, sometimes it's not understood, but It's not to be interpreted as anti-country or lacking love for our country. Jehovah's Witnesses certainly love the country where they are, and we're supportive in other ways. In other words, we're supportive as good citizens. We pay our taxes. We're honest. We contribute to support whatever the local efforts are anywhere in the world that make things better where we may live. But it's just we feel that our life is from God, and if you're to give it up, it's to be in His service. He's the only one that can restore it. So we feel very strongly about that. Our dedication is to God. We love Him enough to give our life, even as His Son did. He gave His life for mankind to open up a way to salvation. But we do not feel that the individual differences between nations that might call for the sacrifice of one's life is something that we are obligated from God to do.
Is yours the only path to salvation?
Well, when you put it that way, you're trying to say, well, are you saying that unless someone does exactly as you do and as you say as Jehovah's Witnesses, they won't get life? And our answer to that is no, because God is the judge as to who gets life. Some persons live and die without an opportunity to hear what we're talking about. There are places we cannot even go and do evangelizing work now. We feel we have a message of truth, if people listen to it, respond, that can put them on the way to life if God judges them as such. But we're not the judges of others. When you look at Matthew chapter 25, Jesus made it very clear that He is the one who would divide the sheep from the goat. He said He is the one who will put the sheep on His favorable side, the right, the goats on His left. He makes the decision if anyone is worthy of destruction, not us. That's not our responsibility to pass judgment.
We're looking at the Jehovah's Witnesses with the help of its national spokesperson, J.R. Brown, at the Jehovah's Witness office, the director of offices, the Office of Public Information in Brooklyn, New York. And there's so many things to talk about, particularly clearing up some areas of confusion, curiosity. For example, the Jehovah's Witness position on transfusion. I never did understand that.
Well, it's something that many may not understand, but it's a personal conviction that we have, and it has biblical support in that the Bible makes very clear that God's law regarding blood means that blood removed from the body is to be poured out or disposed of. Now, that's something that goes all the way back to when Noah and his family came out of the ark. Genesis chapter 7, there God allows them to eat the vegetation, and He said they could then eat the animals. But He specified right then, only do not eat its soul, its blood. It was restricted. Later, when He developed the relation with the nation of Israel, He repeated this, that they could eat the animals, but animals had to be drained of their blood. Later in Christian time, in the book of Acts, when it came up, whether this was something Christians would continue to follow, there in chapter 15, it says, do not eat the blood.
But what about my baby who has a serious medical problem, and the doctor says the only way that we can save him is with a transfusion?
Well, that does not hold up under examination. Often doctors may say that, but you see, we have found doctors willing to do surgery using alternatives to blood transfusions. That's confirmed here and in other parts of the world. We published information on it. We have a current series of three videos that has a number of doctors. They go on record that they do bloodless surgery. So we can be accommodated. So we do not feel, well, here you're giving up your life or that of your child if you do not take blood transfusion. There are alternatives, and there are many doctors doing these surgical procedures without blood. We have a number of bloodless centers right in this country, so Jehovah's Witnesses know where their religious wishes will be respected. And Pat, I want to emphasize that. our objection is not medical and all the other areas. Our objection to blood is scriptural. It's a religious conviction. We follow what those scriptures say on not eating blood.
When we get back, I want to find out what your interpretation of the scriptures is when it comes to social issues like abortion, divorce, homosexuality, equality, and so on. All of this coming up as we learn about the Jehovah's Witnesses on The God Show. This is Patrick Mann on News Radio 620 KTAR.